from our human point of view, we say we should share credit. But I don't share credit. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I don't share credit. My goodness. You look at the movie line at the end of a film, and there's enough credits that are given there for everybody and his brother. Everybody who's involved in it and everybody who is active in the movie is listed there. Even the smallest to the largest, the greatest actor and actress get the same amount of space, so to speak, as everyone else. Some of the rest of the cast are streaming by very rapidly, but they're still listed there. Actually, who is the one who's in charge of the movie? Let's just take that as an example. Who's in charge of the movie? Well, you say, if it weren't for the movie studio, they wouldn't buy the script. And if the script weren't bought, then that wouldn't be done. They wouldn't have the movie. Okay? Then they have the script. They need a director. They need someone who's going to direct the movie and put the movie on film, make it come alive. And the director surely is really the most important of all. Even though you can have a good script, if you don't have a good director, you don't have a good film. Well, then once you have that, then the director has to interpret what the script is going to be like, because whatever it is, it's not going to be that. It's going to be what the director has in mind. He's going to take out of the book, out of the information, things that he feels are important, and he's going to play those things up, because you cannot have an entire book put on the film. You have to take portions of it that are representative of the story it tells. And that takes a very exquisite director to understand that. But you say he has a staff of people working with him. That's right, he does. You take the actors that you might choose to play these roles. They are the cream de la cream of the film, because if it weren't for their exquisite acting, the film wouldn't get across. So each actor is exceedingly important, even the smallest. And on and on and on we can go. It reminds me of when a young man was writing about his memoirs of being a writer for President Reagan, and he tried to get President Reagan to say certain things to his trips to Russia and to stand up for the principles that Reagan was standing up for. And it seems as though it went to a dozen different people, all of the different departments, the Department of Defense, the Secretary of the Defense, and all of these other people, and all of their staffs. And each one put their 2 cents in there. And in the final analysis, Reagan said, "Hey, I believe in that. That's my point of view. I'm going to leave that in my script." Well, his script was written for him by exquisite writers. He certainly doesn't have time to sit all day long writing scripts, along with the many other things he does. And so, who's most important? Can the person who wrote the script and wrote it effectively say, he is the one who did it? He's the one who should get the credit for making those statements to the international people, or the various departments who have reviewed the script and determined whether it was beneficial and proper to be said, or for the president himself in saying the script? Well, you know, and I know, and we know, and we all know, the president doesn't share the credit. He doesn't say, my script writers did a good job on writing this script, and I am giving this talk today. He'd sound sort of milked down, or watered down, wouldn't he? We wouldn't have much confidence in a person who gave a talk and said, my staff who wrote this talk for me. We'd say, well, why don't your staff give the talk? Well, I have the charisma. I am the one who is the top dog here, and I don't share the credit. Well, in truth, a good speaker does not share the credit. He gets up there and gives the talk in such a confident, beautiful way that people say, wow, what a great speaker, what a great mind, how he puts his thoughts together in such pure and beautiful form, what a great presentation. Little thinking of the hundreds of research people who went into details to make sure that all the details are correct, to make sure that everything is right. Who is it who gets the credit? The person who delivers a speech. Articles that are written for Reader's Digest, as well as National Geographic and many other publications, are scrutinized with a very, very close scrutiny because they must be correct. The information in the article must be correct. When it says that Chicago is so many miles from Los Angeles, it must be correct. It's a simple little thing, but it must be correct. And so the various members of the staff check these details to make sure they're correct, even though it is the most obvious thing in the world. And everyone said it is X number of miles from Los Angeles to San Francisco, or Los Angeles to Chicago, or wherever they're making their determination. And it's a standard statement. Well, now, are you talking about the beginning of the city limits, or are you talking about the middle of downtown to the middle of downtown? You see, these are things that have to be brought into consideration, because these are facts. Now, who gets the credit for coming up with the correct information? The research person who is researching information that's already there and just making sure it's correct? Or the person who wrote it in the beginning? Or the person who delivers it and takes credit for it? Well, none of us share the credit. The writer for President Reagan's scripts, and it was among a dozen other writers, you can be sure of that. And each had responsibilities for various scripts that they were writing, for various talks that he was giving. Each had different responsibilities. And each felt, that's my talk. And when they're in their cocktail party with their friends, they'll say, I wrote that script. I did this and I did that. And isn't it wonderful? And his friends will say, wow, what a responsible job you had writing the scripts for the President of the United States. Wow. And you're just great. And your script was very good, too. Oh, yes, it was very good. But you see, he doesn't say that he has a staff of people that are working with him, too, gathering together the various information on the economic platform, on the standards. My goodness, there's so many areas of consideration when you're dealing with a public figure and you're dealing with public knowledge, and there's so many details. Well, every person must feel that without their input being exactly correct, the total picture would fall apart. And in a way of speaking, they're true. In a way, manner of speaking, that is the case. However, and always, we should always not share the credit. We should say, I did my job well, and my job brought forth these results. It doesn't matter what your job may be. It brings forth these results. But in the last analysis, as President Reagan determined what he was going to speak about and what should remain in his script and what should come out of him, so you and I, as we prepare ourselves, as we prepare our thoughts, as we prepare our program of life for ourselves, what remains in and what goes out, that is what we are responsible for. And we cannot share the credit nor the blame for anything that we have done or anything that we have chosen. And so it should be, because we are number one, and we are the persons, we are the circumstances under which all things are guided, are judged, are based, and we want to base all things on that inner illumination within us, which reveals to us and to the world just how wonderful life is, just how grand our presentation of whatever it is we're presenting is, perfect and beautiful and outstanding. It is not ego to say I don't share the credit, yet it truly is ego. What it is it is reality. If we go around sharing credit, if we go around not standing up for what we have done, then we best never stand up at all. We best never even get into the show. But always in your heart, in your life, in your worry, in your world, whatever it may be, say, I did this and I stand for this, or I did not do this. Sometimes we are given credit falsely, and when we accept credit falsely and we stand up for credit we got falsely, we feel bad in our heart, and it's not worth it to say, thanks for the credit, but John really did a great job on that. You see, it's a simple thing. It's not a matter of saying, you're terrible for thinking I did something I didn't. Just say, thanks for the credit. But she was the one who thought of the idea, and I'm so proud she did, because I was able to have a wonderful afternoon because she presented it so well that way. Don't share the credit. Be responsible for yourself. You're number one. But in the same light, always be happy to give the credit wherever credit's due. And that's up to you and up to me. And our inner illumination will shine and grow and shine and grow as we stand true to whatever it is that we believe for ourselves. So accept it today and know that your inner illumination, your inner inspiration, your inner realization comes from that divine center that you are now and always. Have a wonderful day, think wonderful thoughts, and know I'm with you all the time, because I love you, I love you, I love you.